Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 3rd, Sunday, 2019, day 306. Today's topic, Jesus learned obedience from what he suffered. How about you? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Papa. Today's four passages are Psalm 119, verses 97 to 104, Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 1 to chapter 9, verse 11, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 to 14, Proverbs 26, verse 28. Today's main passage from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 to 10, Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is Jesus learned obedience from what He suffered. How about you? Many years ago, I asked a captain of the US Marine, I saw in the movies that you guys use all kinds of difficult and inhuman ways to train new soldiers. Is it true? He said, yes, indeed. I said, why? He said, because we need to push them to the very bottom, beyond their own ability, so that we can break their willpower and learn to obey. That's the only way to win a war. So if you are in suffering, do not be afraid. I hope and pray that you learn obedience in the midst of sufferings. Follow Jesus so that you can win a war for Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to learn obedience in the midst of sufferings to follow Jesus so that we can win a war for Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to learn obedience in the midst of sufferings? To follow Jesus so that you can win a war for Jesus. Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.